What's up, y'all? It's Jack Harlow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love me some popcorn and a pickle, and DJ Automatic says he's got some big news for me and food news. So let's get it started. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Okay, so we talked a few weeks ago about the Office spinoff that's coming, which will be very exciting. I know that.
What are they going to call it again?
The paper.
The paper, and yeah. I know for sure that, what was the man's name? The gay Latino man.
Oh, he played Oscar?
Oscar.
Yeah.
He's in it for sure. I don't know about everybody else that's coming back, but there's also a new TV show coming about Harry Potter.
Hey.
Which you know
that's
is
going to be a hit.
Oh, it's going to be so crazy. What's happening here, though, that we're having to do spinoffs and TV shows of stuff we've already done?
Well, think of time. Harry Potter deserves it. It's never had a TV spinoff. I know,
but where's the new stuff? Like new ideas, new books. Does nobody read anymore? That was a rhetorical question. Yeah, we need to read more, people. It's time to read more.
I think that, you know, Hollywood at this point tries to juice it for everything they can get out of it.
Well, they ruin it when they do that.
But these are all like deservable spinoffs.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Office spinoff, and I'm sure that the Harry Potter TV show is going to be good too.
It didn't have as much cultural impact, but the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air spinoff was really good too, and it bred a lot of new stars. And I think we're going to get new faces through these old fraternities of these great shows.
So speaking of old shows, I've really locked into Ugly Betty, which I watched years ago when it first came out, starring America Ferrera, and it was called Betty La Fea. It was a novella in Mexico that Salma Hayek actually brought here. It's one of the most watched shows on Netflix right now.
So it's funny. I guess I watched a little bit of the first season when it first came out just out of curiosity.
Otto's into it.
It's funny. The writing is really good.
So anyway, Automatic is co-signing on Ugly Betty. What do you have for food news? Jeez, you're very excited about that.
When you're watching Ugly Betty, you can grab a bag of Pop Secret. So you know Pop Secret, you usually have to put it in the microwave, right?
Yeah.
Now they have ready-to-eat popcorn that just comes in a bag.
Oh, it's already popped
for you. Yeah, so they're gonna have double cheddar, sea salt, and then movie theater butter.
Okay, all right. I don't know, because I like to pop my own popcorn.
Dana has movie-style popcorn at the house.
Automatic, talk about it.
She's got this weird little contraption that she puts into the microwave.
If you would have said that before you stated your disapproval of all these spinoffs, that would have made you a lot more credible.
You think so?
I'd been like, what? She has her own movie popcorn? Is she criticized?
I make it. I swear to you, it tastes just like the movies.
I hate the way the oil smells, though.
Only when I burn it.
It smells so bad.
Bad popcorn maker, honestly, TBH. Because every time I make my popcorn, I always end up with like kernels and that burnt popcorn smell.
That means you're buying cheap popcorn. It's all in a kernel.
Dana is an expert at popcorn.
I'm telling you.
Hey. My dad was really big on popcorn, so I've grown up through a life of popcorn, and Dana knows how to do her popcorn.
If you want to know how to make real movie theater popcorn, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll send you all the recipes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Todd suspected that Riley was kind of interested in this guy that she's gaming with, spending a lot of time, up to 8 hours. It did not go down in the DM, but it certainly got weird.
And we noticed some suspicious activity on your account.
Hold on, I'm going to have to pause. I'll call you back in a minute, okay? Yeah, I love you too.
Well, who the f*** did you just tell I love you too?
Todd, you're not supposed to jump in yet. We haven't even finished this. We haven't even finished
the call. I don't care. I heard all I have to hear. Who the you just say I love you too. Is that Greg? Are you with Greg?
What is this?
This is a down in the DM.
I heard you.
I was talking to my mom.
I don't know who she was talking to. To her mother.
It wasn't her mom.
Why do you say that automatically?
She said, I have to pause real quick. You wouldn't have told your mom, I have to pause. You would say, hey,
she's
mom,
on
I got to call you back.
She's on the game. Regardless of that, the guy lives in Wisconsin. I don't know what's happening, but I lied. I lied because earlier I said, well, they don't have anything in common. That means they can't make it. BS. I didn't realize. I don't have anything in common with DJ Automatic. I really don't. No, you know what?
What are you talking about?
Well,
we have a lot
I don't want to watch your sports. I don't want to. And let me finish Automatic before you come in. I don't necessarily know what you're talking about sometimes when you're talking about music and DJs and different rappers and groups. I'm like, okay. And these basketball players that you're like, really, you're into this story. And I'm like, uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about. But I do it.
I also don't have any other men in the house to talk to.
Yeah. Okay,
I just got to get it out.
So I do
it's either talk to the wall or talk to Dana.
Because I love you. And that's part of relationship is compromise. I'm not so sure you really like HGTV.
Oh.
Love it or list it?
Not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Do you know which one that Dana's on right now that I can't stand? Twilight. Why do we have to rewatch it for the 15th time?
Are you not enjoying it? You asked me, is Bella pregnant? You said that.
Well, because I forget.
Dude.
I've seen it so many times, but I still forget. And notice my napping, though, in between is, because I really don't care.
You have been napping a little more lately. But
and another one, I watch QVC for you. Dana's one of the people that watches QVC.
She will
sit there and watch them try to sell you whatever junk they have on TV.
No, and let me tell you something. TikTok shop ain't got nothing on QVC. Y'all over there paying full price for little ones. I got Super Size for Less.
There it is.
QVC, Super Size for Less.
I don't know if people actually watch QVC. I don't know.
I just keep it on in the background.
She's the queen of QVC.
I really am. QVC, the story here, the moral, is that you don't have to have everything in common. Yes, you have to have some commonalities. We enjoy the same music.
We work together. We work together.
All of that. We have drive. We love each other. We care about the same things. We're both empathetic people. But those things like gaming and all that, that's beside the point. These two don't like each other. When I heard them, they don't like each other, let alone love each other. It sounds to me, and they're grown. These are people near 30. They sound like children.
They've been together for 7 years. It's probably they're just used to each other. And that happens to a lot of people where you just get comfortable with somebody and then you're like, I'm okay. I'll accept this because I don't know if I'll... And they're afraid to be alone.
And we got together when we were super young too, but we grew together. Like, we've evolved and changed as partners, as individuals, and as a couple.
Yeah.
So these people sound like they're still fighting about stuff they did when they were in high school.
And I think every relationship requires a continuous will to compromise and meet your partner halfway. And I think our man here also said, I'm done. I'm done with your gaming habits, which happens sometimes too.
Well, you know, if you can't beat them, you're out the game. Don't join them. We don't want to play you. How much do you have in common really with your partner? Or is it more like what I just talked about, DJ Automatic and I, where you compromise? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up. Let's talk about it when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The down in the DM earlier between Todd and Riley, I think I made a big mistake because I said they don't have anything in common. It can't work. That's not necessarily true, Otto Anthony. You don't have to have things in common. You have to be able to compromise. And there seemed to be no compromise between these two. Adriana, what are your thoughts on this down in the DM?
I think she may have been mentally checked out beforehand.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's already gone, huh?
Yeah, she's already gone.
You caught that part where she said, let's put it on pause too, right?
Yes.
You don't tell your mom, let's put it on pause.
So you think she was talking to somebody else? She was gaming.
She had to be.
But that's beside the point. I think what she's saying right now, it's not even that. I think what Adriana is saying is that she doesn't like him anymore. She doesn't want to be with him anymore.
That's a tough spot to
Have you been there?
Have I been? Oh, yes, absolutely.
Were you live with somebody and you didn't want to be with them anymore?
No. My situation was complicated.
What happened? But
oh, no, I can't air my No, but like in another relationship, I was mentally checked out before. And because you express yourself and you let them know your needs. And if your needs are not met, then the woman normally checks out mentally before she leaves.
And you know, Adriana, once I've checked out mentally, it's a wrap.
Once a woman's done, she is done forever.
I really feel that way. 100. Yeah.
Same here. Because it's not worth it, especially when you get as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has time for all that. I don't want to waste time.
Nobody, no, ma'am.
Adriana, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. I love you. Please call back more often. Bye.
Yes. Okay. Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
So we have a caller on line two. Who is this?
Hi, this is Maxine.
Maxine, what are your thoughts on everything going on between this couple? Because I thought they acted a little childish, Todd and Riley. But do you have to have things in common with your person?
I think yes, but at the same time, I think she really just doesn't want to be with him.
That's what every woman keeps saying. Like, she could hear it. You guys hear something we don't hear.
Yeah, I actually do Twitch streaming, and so there's times where I sit there for hours playing the game.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend got a little upset about it. She's like, you don't spend time with me, but I compromised with her and, you know, made a tighter schedule to work with her, and she didn't even seem like she was trying to budge.
So I think that you are exactly the point I was trying to make. It's compromise that's necessary. You did it because you really do respect and love your partner. I'm just going to tell my guy here that his girl don't like him. Riley doesn't like you, Todd. Thank you so much for calling
in.
She's
got that 7-year itch.
Oh, she's done. She's done. Thank you for calling. Please call back more often. We love you. And for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember when Justin Bieber just a few days ago said he was broke, he couldn't pay anything? Well, his wife's not. I've got some news on how much money she just scored selling her makeup line after Anthony A gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Remy Ma celebrating her birthday and CeeLo Green also celebrating birthday as well.
Hailey Bieber just sold her makeup line Rhodes to Elf Makeup for $800 million. Ooh. And she also has the opportunity to make another $200 million if all goes well. In the next 2 years.
She's going to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
So she really is copying Selena Gomez.
Well, I don't know. That's a good thing to copy. Girl. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's do this. Now, I don't know anything about her skincare line. I've never used it. But those who, you know, have swear by it. Elf saw the potential. Elf, in my opinion, it is a lower-end makeup line. I'm wearing their eyeliner right now.
And with
they got some good stuff.
There's been a lot of like Hailey Bieber slander over the past couple months, but she is really a beautiful and gorgeous woman.
She is.
Like, it makes sense that her products are moving. And also, too, I think for the brand, they might have capitalized on her name kind of being brought up so much recently.
What Anthony, you know, is referring to, and we kind of broke this down a few months ago, the documentary that came out that showed her clearly following Justin around since she was, what, 12 or 13 years old.
And then copying everything Selena Gomez does.
And ending up marrying him 6 months after Selena Gomez broke up with Justin Bieber. So that's where the negative news is coming in. In my opinion, she got her man.
Yeah.
She got her man.
And now she's the breadwinner of the family.
Yeah, because Justin Bieber claims, I don't have any money. I don't have any money.
So he was broke. They were broke. And that's why he sold his catalog, his music catalog, for $200 million.
Man, let me tell you something. These people, the way they're broke, they don't even know what broke is. I don't want to hear it. They live in multi-million dollar houses.
Well, they weren't able to afford their lifestyle anymore. I shouldn't say they weren't broke.
Come down here and talk to me. You know, but congratulations to her. I am happy for her. And also, since Justin Bieber had all these money issues, and according to sources, I don't know if it's true or not, there's no prenup.
Oh.
So if it doesn't work out, there's
going to work out for the Biebs now.
There's going to be a lot of money to split. Hopefully it will work out, though, because they do have a baby, and I always want to see these families, you know, hold it down and make it all the way through.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.